Hello, friends. Time flies, doesn't it? It doesn't seem so very long since I was talking to you. But a fortnight has flown by. Thanks for all your messages. I really do look forward to them, and I'm glad when they come and I get Kathleen to read them out very slowly so that I can digest every word. Not much happened this week. The weather's been kind of fair, but cold. And a bit too cold for me to go out, really, in the car. So I've kept the fire warm. And not a bad idea, either. It's going to be much colder tonight. They're talking about 5 degrees of frost. I've told Mary to be careful in the morning in case the roads are icy, because she goes out for the paper each morning. Things happen to me, strange things happen. And one of them happened during the week. I was sat down nicely. I think I was listening to the story or something. And Jack, the cat, came and rubbed himself against my leg, which was telling me that it's time I give him a cat biscuit, or a cat nut, as I call them. Anyway, I was taking no notice of him, so he rose up and clawed the leg, and he clawed the bag on my leg. And through Mary being so quick on the alert, we saved a right mess. But as I say, only things like that happen to me. They don't happen to anybody else. Blooming bags all over the place. It's a funny old world, isn't it? And as I say, there's not a lot happens, so it's just a matter of keep going till something does happen, which nearly always does in the end. I've just one joke for you tonight, and it was about a chap. We were just about ready to go abroad in the army. The boat sailed in 2 days' time. And a new chap came to the unit. A bit backward he was, a bit strange and a bit backward. But the army finds you a job no matter what. And so he was accepted into the unit and we sailed abroad. And time went on, we settled down and got doing what we had to do, enjoying life as much as we could. And Laddo were doing all right as well, he got settled in, so there were no bothers. Anyway, as time went on, the postman used to bring the mail when it come and shout your names out. And this morning he shouted the lad's name, Alan his name were. Alan, a letter for you. So he's got the letter, and within a few minutes he jumped with joy and shouted, hooray. So the chap said to him, what's wrong? I've got some good news. He says, I'll say I've. He said, my wife made me a father. He says, I've got a son. The only trouble was we've been abroad 2 years. That's all. Cheerio, see you soon. Ha ha.